Hello and thank you for tuning into my podcast. My name is Alex Terry and today I would love to talk about one theme or one word that pop up, and that's limitless. How do we stop worrying? How do we stop stressing out about everything, about all small things? How do we stop being or feeling bothered and frustrated, annoyed? And also, how do we change that state of feeling demotivated, feeling like we don't know what's next, or if we even like what we do, or how we take ourselves out of that space of wandering through the life and looking around and asking, is this it? Is this what I wanted? Is this what I created? Do I want to stay here? Do I want to change? Do I want to shift? Do I want to become something else? And all those questions that we have about life. And my brother told me last time, there is one question that I always ask, but what do you want? What do you want is important. And he said, such a simple question, but I don't know. And it just made me think, because when I speak with my clients every day, a lot of time, anxiety, stress, and feeling of not even lost, it's just feeling of not knowing. And I thought, how to wrap up and how to give you a little bit of overview or steps that changes that state, that actually gives you more hope or faith or gratitude, or gives you more joy and happiness in life, because it is not only black and white, and it is actually very simple how we can change the state we are at. And I didn't know that until I actually tried and I tested it, not only on my clients but on myself a few years ago, when I was feeling stressed, overwhelmed and burnout. And sometimes I had days when I felt like my brain just doesn't want to think anymore and can't strategize, and felt like I can't even think anymore, how tired and overworked I was. And this is for all high achievers or people that love working and they love what they do. Sometimes this can happen even with the work that you love, and because we love it so much, we don't realize that that became very narrow focus on in our life, and we forget about other areas of our life because we love it. So I was the case, you know, I was my own case, and I studied what was happening, and it wasn't nice, because going through burnout and questioning your life, questioning what's next and what do I actually want to do, what do I want to be, and you don't have answers, it's pretty scary state to be. So, or it was for me, doesn't need to be for everyone, but I realized when I don't know answers about my life, about what I want, who else should know, and how can I get there when I don't know where I'm going? So I was studying a lot of meditation and some basics of neuroscience and our own body and how our own body actually can heal itself. And I work so much in mindset space, and I realized that my clients were shifting a little bit on the session, and you know, the week after they were still fine, and next session that came and they were down again. That means it was almost like cycling back in their old behaviors and old cycles. Even though we broke it down and we shifted some behaviors, we shifted some mindset, but I realized there are also people, they study and they go to all motivational events and they know all books. When you ask them, they read all authors, they're course junkies, they really just go to every course, and they are so obsessed with personal growth. And again, it's only on that mental level, in the mind level. So they know everything, and they come to my session and we work through, and they're like, I know already this, I know I should be more positive, I know I should be more optimistic, I know what I should think, I know I need to reframe it. It almost seems to be like those tools became too known, and people just cycle back. people feel the same. People feel the same way all the time, even though they know everything about mindset. They know everything, all books and all authors, and they've been on seminars and events, and they are motivated for a few days or weeks or year and just cycle back in their old feelings and behaviors. So I started to dig deeper and I started to study the body itself, what actually the body does when we think differently. So when we have positive thoughts or negative thoughts, what happens in our body? And our body actually is producing chemicals. So we know when we had bad thoughts and we start to worry about past or future, and we think about what if this will happen. So we create our own stress and worries. So also body releasing chemicals and a lot of adrenal chemicals like stress hormones and like a lot of cortisol. And when we have really, really long production, really, really high and long production of cortisol, it destroys our health. So also have impact on our gut health and, you know, digestion system. And so we're going down, right? Like we're going visibly down with our energy because we are not feeling very well. And we are feeling more and more tired. So that's part of the burnout process, how that happens from biological perspective. There is so much more, but I'm not going to into detail. What is really important today to understand that there is our body, and our body is playing out with our mind. So when I have negative thought and I focus on that, and I start to focus on this what if situation and this negative situation, I start to produce a lot of stress hormones and it's going back to my brain. And now I taught my body the pattern. So after that, I have this behavior. For example, I procrastinate or I don't do what I should do. Maybe I don't want to do any homework, housework. I don't feel like I want to go pick up kids, or I don't want to do any work. I feel very low in energy, so I'm really demotivated. And behavior after can be maybe, I don't know, watching TV or just, you know, shut down and do nothing, or withdraw from, you know, friends and people around, not having mood to talk and share. So many different behaviors can happen afterwards. So this is a cycle. And I tried so hard to break that pattern of, you know, one day feeling great, one day feeling down, one day feeling great, one day feeling down. And my health wasn't the best and it wasn't fun. So I started to shift. I started to focus on my body. I said, okay, if my body communicates with my mind and we know, you know, the energy and everything is actually depending on the chemicals in our body and also on our mind and emotions. So I was like, let's focus on emotions then, because what actually is happening when I have anxiety is the emotion, right? Like I can feel it in my body, feeling pressure on my chest and all these horrible feelings of anxiety and stress and fear. So as I was working through and I was testing a few different ideas of meditation, and I couldn't meditate. Trust me, I was the worst meditator in the world. You can imagine how I meditate every day, but I wasn't really great. It just didn't work for me. My mind never stopped. My mind was just going crazy. When I tried to sit down in a quiet place, I was thinking about a million things and it never stopped. And I was destroyed. I was like, I will never do this. Like, how can I do that? So I started with 16 seconds meditation. You know, I focus on infinite sign in front of my eyes. I started with 16 seconds. After that, I moved to 1 minute and I moved to 2 minutes and I was able to sit down. And still, I wasn't able to do much, so I was really confused and I was starting to investigating in meditation space what it is actually what I need to do, basically, or how can I do nothing. And I realized that a lot of teachers tell you that you need to stop thinking, and it wasn't possible in my mind. So once I met someone, and I remember the moment when she told me, you don't need to actually stop thinking, you just need to accept whatever is in your mind and just go with that. Just, you know, go left, go right, go up, go down, go, if it's about work, go to work, if it's about kids, if it's about family, if it's about relationship, just go everywhere. And just don't put any focus or attention to that, just let it go, just go with your mind, just don't fight your mind. And I was like, oh, that actually makes sense, like stop fighting my mind. So I started to learn how to meditate. Still wasn't the best, but after that I started to investigate emotions and body and what actually meditation does to your body. And I started to focus on my emotion and gratitude. Now, what is really important? Gratitude itself if you just go every day and write it down, or thinking about I'm grateful for my health or my house, or you know, where I am at, where I live at, or grateful for my phone or car or kids or their health, that is not gratitude. And you can stop doing that straight away, because it's not going to help you. Gratitude is open heart. Gratitude is the feeling that you wish others to receive, and you're prepared to receive. You have open heart. You feel love. It's almost like those all things that you wish to happen already happen. Is the feeling of satisfaction, achievement, and being proud of, you know, what you achieve. Wish other people a great, great success. Receiving emotionally, it's open heart. It is a very different state of writing, journaling, and writing what you're grateful for, or actually feeling it. And I realized when I was walking with my dog one day that I saw something. It was like a vision of my future work. I saw something happening in front of my eyes, and it was such a beautiful feeling. And that was the first time when I really, really, truly felt gratitude. It was going through all my body. It was warm. It was nice. It was beautiful love. It almost felt like my heart opened up and became this big, beautiful, loving, compassionate heart. And it was such a moment, such a beautiful state of being. So I started to meditate on that state. I really wanted to be more in that state. I learned how to open my heart, how to feel gratitude, how to feel that emotion in my body, how to change that, how to shift my body into that gratitude, into that grateful, beautiful state. And what happened, I realized when I was meditating more and more, and I started to meditate 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I was meditating 1 hour, and I was creating state, emotional state in my body. So I started to teach that to my clients. Some of my clients started to meditate on emotions and started to not only visualize their dreams, but already feel the dreams, feel that they touched them, they achieved them, they created them. And when they started to create this new state of being, everything was coming to them. And they said, oh my gosh, I have great relationships. I met these amazing people. I have 3 different business opportunities. Now I had this new contract coming. I just asked for it and I received. And those results started to happening to me as well a lot. And I was like, how can I bring this in to people so they understand that it's not only about mind and studying and a left brain creating and getting more and more data and information, because that's our left brain. But what was that about? It was about emotional brain, emotional body. It was feeling it, really, really feeling that gratitude, open heart and compassion and love towards everything, and started to wish people the best. Started to become higher self, started to become connected. And what happens that my body shifted and changed, the miracles started to happen around me. So when your body is already in an environment where things happen and you are in that gratitude, you are already grateful for what you achieved, so you can create from that space, you're creating from the field, from quantum field, from higher consciousness. So it's almost like more people create matter to matter. More you live in hormones of stress, you narrow your focus, you have a rush of those adrenals, chemicals and cortisol, and become materialistic, because your attention is on everyone, everything, on your body, on bodies, on people, on things, on material things, on time. And everything is almost having boundaries. Like, when you want something, you know, and you're already counting how much time you need to achieve it, how much time and energy you need to have to achieve that big goal, or how much time and energy you need to achieve or buy the car or house. So you started to be in stress and in pressure of time, and everything feels separate from you. Everything feels far away, and you are separated. You're lonely. You're stressed. And if your dream doesn't come true, you work more and you work harder and more time, and you get burned out because you need to use more force, and it needs more force and energy because you decided when you need to achieve what you want. But when you create from a quantum field, from the space, from the love and from higher self or higher consciousness, you become one. with everything. That means you need to take all your attention off your body, off people, off your environment. You take attention away from everything around you and you become one. And in this field you can create. When your heart and mind, your body and soul are connected, they're vibrating together, they're playing together. When you feel like you're one with the air, it's almost like the air, it touches your body, your skin, and you feel like you're disappearing in space. And you're feeling the energy, you're feeling energy around you, and you're feeling that you're part of that energy. That's when you can start to create. That's when you can really start to create your dreams. And it's almost like they just fall down to your lap. They just come to you. You don't need to put force and energy and so much work. The things happens without explanation. Sometimes fast, sometimes it takes longer, but it doesn't matter. It will happen whatever you want if you can create from this field, from this state. So I realized the most important part of creation and most important part of success is actually state. It's our state. It's our emotional home. When you are at ease, coming from love and compassion, and you are not in competitive mind, but you are in creative mind, you create. You create your dreams and your dreams come true. So let's start to work towards being in a state of mind and heart and soul when we are experiencing gratitude, when we are experiencing connection, when we are becoming one. From that state, trust me, a lot of miracles can happen. And I saw it, I experienced that, and some of my clients experienced that too. So start to focus on your state, start to create your real, true, open heart state and gratitude where you can drop in whenever the day becomes hard, or if you can keep yourself in that state so you can create more. And I will be happy to hear from you what is your experience with journaling and gratitude exercises, and if you ever really felt that oneness and connection, because that's what is our goal or state we want to achieve. So please send me some messages, emails. I would love to hear from you. And if you would love to go to the next step and connect with your higher self, the higher consciousness, please reach out. Please reach out and we will be happy to navigate you, guide you, or send you where you need to be. And I wish you a beautiful day, a lot of love, and a lot of gratitude today. Thank you.